I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day with this question. What does astronaut ice cream have in common with comets? Well, not so much as you may have once thought. Here with us is Ira Flatow. He's the host of NPR's Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, what is this about astronaut ice cream and comets?
That's very interesting. You know, I'm sure you've had astronaut ice cream, right?
Yeah, it tastes just like fresh squeezed Tang.
Well, it is that freeze-dried stuff that you buy in a foil wrapper that does literally melt in your mouth. Well, for many years, astronomers have considered comets to have the consistency of astronaut ice cream, as one NASA scientist put it. It's light, it's fluffy, it easily breaks apart, and it's vaporized into a long tail as the comet approaches the sun. In fact, astronomers refer to comets as dirty snowballs, really. Not much more than frozen water, dark, dirty dust, a few other things in the air. But this is something really interesting happened. NASA has a probe called Stardust, which just visited a comet called Vilt 2. And it captured some of the comet's tail. It's taken pictures of the comet. And those pictures have made astronomers very excited by what they see, because it's not this astronaut ice cream that they expected.
So what did they see? What has this thing found?
Well, what they saw is a comet that does not look like this dirty snowball. In fact, it has many unusual features, we might say. It has deep depressions and ridges. It has columns that soar 300 feet into the air, and there are these two big depressions that are so deep and distinct, they look like giant footprints, and they have been dubbed left and right foot. And as one scientist put it, the comet looks more like Monument Valley in Arizona than that smooth, dirty snowball they had expected.
So this is actually a kind of a physical body of something. It's not just dust floating along. What about the comet's tail? Anything in there?
Well, the tail from a distance, you know, looks like what you might expect a comet's tail to look like. It's long and it's wispy. And the Stardust probe actually has a special shielding on it to protect it from bombardment, from the heavy dust that comes off the tail. And it went in for a close-up to take photos. And these photos reveal another surprise, that instead of this single gassy jet, you know, shooting out the back like the tail should look like, they found more than a dozen little jets spewing out material. Think of one of those rotating lawn sprinklers that you have in your house with those little jets twirling in a circle.
Right, yeah.
Then now you've got an idea of what they found, very surprising.
Okay,
happening on a comet.
A couple of questions here. One, where did Vild 2, as you pronounce it, go to encounter this comet? And how old? Do we know anything about this comet?
They figure, the interesting thing about comets is they think comets are the debris left over from the beginning of the solar system, the galaxy. And this one, so they figure, is about 4.5 billion years old, which is what we think our galaxy and our solar system might be. And it had to go out to the far reaches of our solar system to find it. And so one surprising thing that they did find out about this comet, it appears that it's made up of a lot of organic material. And this may be an important finding, a hint about the possible origins of life on Earth, because organic material is essential for chemical evolution of life. And there's a great debate about where the organic material originally on Earth came from. And so perhaps in the early eons of our solar system, comets may have peppered our planet and provided these organic seeds necessary for the formation of early carbon-based life on Earth. And so that's the speculation, and this the finding that there's a lot of organic material on this comet adds to that speculation.
Wow, this could be the answer to everything, from the answer man, Ira Flatow, who we turn to on Thursdays. He's the host of NPR Science Friday. Ira, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.